On Tuesday, April 2nd, the Honorable James L. Fly, Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, spoke over this network of radio stations, giving his point of view on the future of television. Tonight, from Washington, D.C., we present the Honorable Ernest Lundeen, United States Senator from the state of Minnesota, a member of the Interstate Commerce Committee of the Senate, who recently introduced in the Senate a resolution to have an Interstate Commerce Committee investigate the Federal Communications Commission's actions on television. Senator Lundeen tonight will discuss the development of television. The theme of his address is Let Television Advance. Senator Ernest Lundeen.
My friends and fellow citizens, permit me to thank the National Broadcasting Company and Mutual Broadcasting Company for this opportunity to discuss the current confusion over the development of television. A member of the Interstate Commerce Committee of the United States Senate, to which all radio legislation is referred for the detailed study and consideration, must keep abreast of radio development. The seriousness of the television crisis of the moment is impressed upon me by the current disturbed feeling in advertising circles. During a session of Congress, we find it physically impossible to engage in much research on economic trends, and yet we must be informed. We must work out some satisfactory system to keep reliably and reasonably well informed on what the feel is in business circles. Keeping in touch with the advertising world gives quick and reliable insight into what the future may hold by the way of business improvement or retrenchment. Trends up or down in advertising constitute an excellent barometer of the thinking among men who guide American industry, the men who really determine the size of payrolls. There never was or never can be a substitute for jobs in private industry as the key to national prosperity. The simplest way for me to keep in touch with advertising is to read advertising trade papers. Here is the headline from the leading story in the last issue of Advertising Age, a national newspaper of advertising. I quote, FCC's drastic stand on television stuns trade. RCA cancels advertising. Dealers utter lamentations. Listen to the first paragraph of that story. Quote, television, the lusty infant that was being groomed to discard its swaddling clothes, this week appeared destined to continue in diapers at least until settlement of the industry row caused by the Federal Communications Commission's order rescinding a previous order that would have limited and permitted limited commercial sponsorship beginning September 1st. On reading that pessimistic report from an advertising paper, I decided it was my duty to look into the situation. Securing copies of orders and press releases on television from the Federal Communications Commission, here is what we found. After extensive hearings, the commission on February 29th of this year issued an order permitting limited commercial operation of television after September 1st. This was immediately followed by a step up in manufacturing operations of companies producing television receiving sets, accompanied by advertising and sales campaigns. Then on March 22nd, less than a month later, and when manufacturing and sales efforts were really getting underway, the commission, without a hearing of any sort, suddenly rescinded its order of February 29th and stopped television development in its tracks, pending more hearings to begin April 8th. According to Broadcasting National Radio Magazine, this action jeopardizes the jobs of some 1,000 employees of one company alone, one that has spent $10 million on television. The commission did not claim that unexpected technical developments justified these new hearings with the attendant delay and confusion. Its only explanation, as given in a press release, was some criticism certain members of the commission had of the marketing campaign of one of the manufacturers of television sets. Having had a hand in passing the law under which the Federal Communications Commission operates, I knew of no authority Congress had given the commission to regulate, control, or supervise the marketing of radio or television receiving sets. On the contrary, authority to cope with misleading advertising rests in the Federal Trade Commission. In fact, just a week earlier, the Supreme Court of the United States handed down a decision in which the court stated that the Communications Act does not essay to regulate the business of the licensee. A new industry is being throttled by a government bureau exercising power never granted by Congress. My feeling in this regard was strengthened when I read an editorial in the Washington News, a Scrip Howard newspaper, which observed as follows on this action by the FCC, quote, "In this, the Bureau designed to allocate wavelengths, an obviously necessary job, since wavelengths are limited, arrogates to itself the authority to forbid merchandising of receiving sets on the contention that in this new art, the sets might soon become obsolete. Under that sort of government philosophy, the automobile, the electric light, aviation, and radio would never have got started. I have offered resolutions asking the Interstate Commerce Committee to make an investigation immediately of the Commission's action on television and ascertain in particular whether the Commission has exceeded its authority and whether it has interfered with the freedom of public and of private enterprise. Senator Burton K. Wheeler, the able senator from Montana, is chairman of that committee. Perhaps we can stop this bureaucratic seizure of power there." Apparently, Chairman Fly of the Federal Communications Committee realized that this action of the commission had created widespread protest. For on Tuesday evening of this week over NBC and Mutual hookup, the able chairman discussed television. He said, "Now let me be perfectly plain in stating the position of the Federal Communications Commission on the question of public participation in the future development of television. Does the commission wish to discourage members of the public from purchasing television receiving sets today? The answer is emphatically no. As a matter of fact, it is only by having receiving sets in the homes of members of the public that experimentation in program techniques can be successfully carried on. But it is important that the public know that when they buy television sets, they are definitely partaking in a program of experimentation. If the chairman had issued a statement along similar lines, instead of having the commission revoke its order of February 29th, there would now be no such apprehension as has been created. I noticed in the press that Commissioner T.A.M. Craven, who is recognized in and out of radio circles as the one technically informed man on the commission, dissented from the unusual action of the commission on March 22nd. I had heard Chairman Fly's views at length over the radio, and I wanted all angles of the story. I wrote to Commissioner Craven asking his reasons for dissenting. He has written me a letter, and because of his preeminence in radio development, I want to quote from this expert as to whether any situation which might stop research or freeze technical development of television existed between the Commission's first action in February and its second order in March. While explaining that his dissenting vote reflected an honest difference of opinion and insisted that he prefers not to disturb the friendly relations within the memberships of the commission by engaging in any public controversy over this or any other issue with other commissioners, Mr. Craven writes, "The majority concludes that recent promotional activities of a television receiver manufacturer will effectively stop research and freeze technical development in television. In my opinion, such a contention is absurd on its face and is not justified by either facts or experience. Nothing can stop scientific research and technical progress in a free country if incentive is not discouraged by government. The commission itself, by order of suspension, such as in the instant case, can create such confusion as to retard the development of television and discourage the incentive and initiative of private enterprise. In my opinion, the technique of television has advanced to the stage where an initial public trial is entirely justified. Such a trial would spur television onward, not only more rapidly, but also more effectively than any other method. I agree with the majority that technical developments and improvements are required in television and I agree that the commission should not approve standards at this time. However, no one can foretell accurately how these technical improvements will be secured and what public reaction will be. It is already obvious that some of the technical methods suggested by the commission in its previous report may not be the best. This is not surprising, since the commission has had no practical experience in technical research for television, nor is it equipped to undertake such problems. There is no need, in the present state of development of television, for a commission in Washington to substitute its judgment for that of the public. The public is the wisest judge of scientific achievement and will be most effective in securing the technical improvements it desires. In this case, the commission would have been on more logical grounds had it made public the facts concerning obsolescence of television receivers rather than taking action which prevents the public from exercising its own judgment. The commission will have performed its duty to the public insofar as obsolescence of receivers is concerned when it has informed the public of the facts. The present prices of television receivers automatically restrict its use to those who cannot afford replacement, as technical progress requires. The burden of experiments fall on wealthy people, as it should, to pave the way for ultimate inexpensive television for all. Now that concludes Commissioner Craven's observations on this subject of freezing television development. My studied opinion is that the Federal Communications Commission was in error when it rescinded its permission for limited commercial television. Accordingly, I believe the best interest of television development calls for the abandoning of the new and unnecessary hearings, which are scheduled to start on Monday, and a return to the status quo of before its unfortunate action of March 22nd. I believe the FCC should stay within the authority granted it by Congress and defined so recently by the United States Supreme Court. I believe it and every other bureau or government agency should use common sense and encourage, not block, the development of television or any other industrial activity that will put unemployed men and women back on private payrolls and speed up the return of a prosperous United States. Fellow citizens, I thank you.